Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you, if you're able, to get your Bible, get your notepad, get a pen, call a friend, call a neighbor, and let them know we're getting ready to study the Word of God. I want you to write down the scriptures that I'm giving you, because the Bible says that no prophecy of the scriptures is of any private interpretation. So therefore, I want to give you a lot of scriptures, and I want you to go back and check the scriptures out, and check this message out, and check the spirit out upon my life, because I want to give you the Bible's interpretation of everything. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, try the spirits whether they be of God, for many false prophets are going out into the world. I tell the believers all the time to check every preacher out, check every church out, check every denomination out, because your eternal soul depends upon it. The Bible says for you to test us, amen? And so I want to encourage you to test this message. I'm going to teach you today from the subject, Understanding the Born-Again Experience and the Saving of the Soul. This is going to be part 3, and I want to encourage you to go back when you get a chance and listen to part 1 and part 2 so you can come up to date on everything that we have taught thus far. And I want you to make sure you go to the scriptures and verify everything. The Bible says that it is a blessing for you to do that, because the scripture called the Berean saints noble for doing that. Amen. If you want to be called noble by God, then search the scriptures. Acts 17 verse 11, the Bible teaches that they searched behind the Apostle Paul, one of the greatest teachers of all Christianity, and the scripture recorded that those people were called noble for searching behind the man of God. So guess what? If you want to be called noble by God Almighty, then search the scriptures. Amen. Search these scriptures and search them day by day. That's what the Berean saints did, and that's what you're called to do. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, the Bible is clear that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. I don't want you to be one of those that get caught up in seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. The only way you won't be caught up into that is that you search the scriptures for yourself. You are not supposed to just take your leader's word. I thank God for the fivefold ministry, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. But there's nowhere in the Bible where God says that you need to be so loyal to your leader that you don't go check them out. You're supposed to check them out, everything they preach, every time they preach, and what they are telling you. The Bible tell you you need to do that. The scripture says in the book of Timothy, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God want every believer, when they hear the truth, to test that truth by the Holy Ghost that live within them, 1 John 2:27, and by the holy canon of scripture, St. John chapter 16, verse 13 and 14. If you do that, the Bible says that God will call you noble and you will stand approved before God. Now, if you don't do that, you won't be approved before God Almighty. And God knows if we're doing this or not. So I want to encourage you to make sure you are testing every spirit. Praise the Lord. Now, again, we're going to teach part 3 of the lesson entitled Understanding the Born-Again Experience and the Saving of the Soul. I want you to understand God's true plan of salvation as it applies to the spirit, the soul, and the body. We know according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23 and Hebrews 4 verse 12 that man is a three-part being, spirit, soul, and body. And the Bible said, and I pray God that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. So in this teaching, I want to encourage you to stay blameless in all three areas. I want to show you how that when you got born again, that you was made blameless in all three areas. And I want to show you that the soul is on somewhat a different program as it relates to salvation. Now, keep in mind that when you was born again, the soul was washed and preserved to be saved. Amen. The soul is not finished yet. If you look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9, it is very clear. It says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. a confirming scripture that proved that the soul is not finished yet, or I could say the soul is not saved yet. It is preserved to be saved. You can go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 and verse 39. The Bible is absolutely clear. We are not of them that draw back unto perdition, which means you can draw back. Amen. But we are of them that believe all the way to the saving of the soul. The scriptures is trying to tell us that the soul is on a different program than the spirit. So we need to understand what really happened when we got born again, and we need to understand the born again experience. Many people think, and many people teach, that the born again experience is a guarantee that you're going to make it into heaven. But I'm going to prove to you today from the scripture that the Bible don't teach that. Amen. And that's why I want you to search the scriptures. And the Bible says that you need to hear me gladly, and you need to go search the scriptures for yourself, because if this is true, then you need to know it. You need to know and understand what it means to live for God, and you need to know what God has said regarding salvation. All I know is I want to make it in. Hallelujah. I want to go all the way to the saving of my soul. The Bible says that Jesus taught his apostles, he said, in your patience you'll possess your soul. So the apostles knew that they had to go all the way to the end of their faith in order for their soul to be saved. That's why Jesus said unto him that endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So we're talking about the saving of the soul today. Now, we've talked a little bit about the born again experience, and I believe we've established enough truth in the Word of God to show you that when you was born again, that the only thing that was born from above is the spirit. And I know many times we have been taught that the spirit is the person, but the Bible don't teach that. The Bible teach Proverbs 20 verse 27 that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. And so when the Bible says in the Psalms that he lighted my candle, that is a picture showing that God would give a new birth to a man's spirit. But keep in mind that the man's spirit is not the man. The man himself is a soul. And if you believe the Bible, then you'll believe this teaching. And I have scripture to verify it. If you go back to Genesis 2 verse 7, the Bible is absolutely clear. He breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. He never said man became the spirit that was in the soul. He said man became a living soul. Now, scripture interprets scriptures, so I'm not going to give you my interpretation. I'm going to let the scripture interpret that and verify that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45, the Apostle Paul said the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. So no matter how you look at it, no matter how you slice the cake, the Bible teaches that man is a soul. And the scripture is clear that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So it is the soul that we need to clean up. It is the soul that needs to walk with God. It is the soul that need to walk in the Spirit and walk after the Spirit. So if you don't know that, then you might have a faulty understanding of salvation. So that's why we're doing this teaching today, and I want you to understand the born again experience. The born again experience is not a guarantee that you're going to make it all the way into the literal kingdom. Let me say it like this. The born again experience is an opportunity to make it all the way into God's literal kingdom. Glory to God. That is really the way the Bible teaches it. I know this is not something you hear every day, but I want to encourage you, check the scriptures for yourself. Go search these scriptures, because if this is true, and it is, then you need to get busy working out your salvation with fear and trembling. You know, the Bible says in Philippians 2 verse 12 that we should work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Man, this thing is so serious that you cannot afford to misunderstand it. Glory to God. Jesus himself said, narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. Broad is the way that lead to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. If you want to be one of those that's going to make it into God's literal kingdom after this world is over and after this life is over, then you need to make sure you live in your life by the scriptures and not by the teachings that's been around the church forever. Glory to God. We don't need to follow the teachings of men. We need to follow the teachings of the scriptures. And all of these scriptures testify about Jesus Christ. I'm going to say that again. The born again experience is not necessarily a guarantee that you're going to make it into the kingdom after this life is over. But the born-again experience is an opportunity to make. Because when you was born again, the Bible says in St. John chapter 3, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. It was your spirit that was born again, not the soul. The soul is the person. If you want to verify that, you can go to St. Mark chapter 8, verse 34 down to verse 36. Jesus was talking about, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself. Then he tell you who the himself is in verse 36. The himself is the soul, because Jesus said, what do it profit a man if he should gain the world and lose his own soul? You can still lose your soul after the born again experience if you don't know how to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Notice I didn't say work for your salvation. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 and 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But if we keep reading all the way to verse 10, it says, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So this scripture is telling us that we didn't get saved by working for it, but after we're saved, we need to go to work. What you going to go to work doing? Obeying the scriptures according to James chapter 1, verse 21 down to verse 25. It proves that this is the work that the Bible is talking about. The New Testament work for the believer is obeying the scriptures. There's no way around the scriptures. After you're born again, you have to obey the scriptures. And as you obey the scriptures, your soul is in a process called being born again. So the born again experience is an opportunity to make it into the kingdom, but you're going to have to live the word of God. Now, some people teach unconditional eternal security. Now, that may sound good, but it's not really biblical. I do believe in eternal security, but I don't believe in unconditional eternal security. And I'm going to tell you why, because I'm going to go to the scriptures and prove it to you. If you go to the scriptures and look at St. John chapter 10, verse 28, the Bible says that my sheep hear my voice, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. But the verse right before that verse says, they follow me. So the only way you will not perish after you get born again is you have to follow Jesus Christ. If you get born again and you don't follow Jesus Christ and you don't obey the scriptures, there is no guarantee in the Bible that you are going to make it all the way into the literal kingdom. And again, I want you to search the scriptures. I don't want you to take my word for it. I'm going to give you enough scriptures so you can go check it out for yourself. Because many people are going to lose their souls in the end because they thinking that, well, since I'm born again, I don't have to do nothing. All I have to do is believe. And I know there's many doctrines floating around the church that states that all you got to do is believe in the cross and believe in the blood. All you got to do is be covered by his grace. But let me share something with you. The Bible don't support that teaching and that doctrine. Romans 4 verse 3, Abraham believed God and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. But the scripture don't stop right there. Most of the teachers in the body of Christ stop right there and go off teaching that all you got to do is believe. But the Bible says in James chapter 2 that Abraham obeyed God. Then the scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God. So you have to believe and obey. If you don't believe and obey the scriptures, you haven't believed God according to the scriptures. So that's a half gospel many people are preaching. And then the Bible said the devils believe. The devils believe in the cross. The devil believe in the blood. The devil believe in the grace of God, but they don't apply it to their life and they are not saved. So just saying you believe is not enough. Amen. We have to search these scriptures and we have to walk in these scriptures. Glory to God. So now I'm going to go to the scripture and show you some scriptures to prove that there is no such thing as unconditional eternal security. And there is no such thing as believing in the cross and believing in the blood only and you are making in. There's no such thing as the grace of God covering you while you're sinning. These are doctrines of men inspired by demons. And I'm going to preach the doctrine of the scriptures. And I'm going to let the scripture preach the lesson. And I'm going to give it to you line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. And I'm going to let the Bible interpret itself. So now, after I finish giving you enough scriptures, you're going to have to put up an argument with the word of God if you don't believe it. Glory to God. So I'm going to just preach the word, and I'm going to let you look at the word, study the word, and I'm going to give you over to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Because I want you to know the truth, and I want you to make it into glory. So that's why I'm teaching the truth. And this truth is going to confront all the teachings and all the lies that is not in line with the book. Glory to God. In Matthew 7, beginning at verse 21, the Bible says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Now, this is Jesus Christ himself talking, and in my Bible, it's in red. Jesus Christ himself said, just because you call him Lord, Lord, don't mean you're going to get into his kingdom. But he said, the one that's going to get into his kingdom is the one that do the will of the Father. So if we teach just believe in what he did and not do what he said, how can you make it into the kingdom? You would contradict the words of Jesus. Jesus said, you can't get into the kingdom unless you do the will of God. And the reason these people in this verse call him Lord, Lord, is because they believed in him. So how can we accept a believe-only doctrine, believing in the cross and believing in the blood and walking in grace, but not doing what he say? No, the Bible is clear, and I'm going to read it again. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that do the will of my Father which is in heaven." Now, I'm going to go on and read the rest of it. It says in verse 22, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out devils?" These are Christians. These were people that was born again, because an unsaved person can't cast out a devil. These people once knew Christ, and they was born again, and they had the power to cast out devils. So they're not standing before the Lord lying, looking at him and lying. They're telling the truth. They said, "We cast out devils, and in thy name done many marvelous works." Look at the next verse and what it says. It says, "And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Then he give you a statement verifying everything he just said in verse 24 on down. He says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat up on that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man." Remember in Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 1, it says that there was 10 virgins waiting on the bridegroom. 5 of them was wise and 5 of them was foolish. And when the bridegroom came, 5 got left and 5 went back. That's a perfect picture of the virgin called the church. Once you're born again, you're literally similar to a virgin in the spirit. But if you don't walk in the word of God and cause your soul to be washed and cleansed all the way to the end of your faith, you can still not make it in. Jesus can look at you and say, "Depart from me, you that work iniquity." Why? Because you never made your soul one with the born again experience. You never made your soul one with the spirit that's in you, that's born again and made divine and just like God. So just because a person is born again don't necessarily mean they're going into the literal kingdom when they die. The only guarantee we have is to be born again and to obey the scriptures and to follow Jesus Christ the rest of our life. The Bible says in St. John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, "Then Jesus said to those Jews that believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Do you not know it's been said that there's over 1,500 ifs in the Bible? I'm not sure if it's 1,500, but I know there's hundreds. Now, the word if is conditional. If the Bible tell us if that many times, that means it's a choice. It's conditional. So if you stay in the faith, he'll present you faultless before the presence of his glory. You have to stay in the faith and you have to walk in the truth after you've been born again if you expect to make it to heaven. Now, before I go on today, I want to give you another confirming verse because I don't want to be teaching my perspective of the gospel. I want the gospel to teach itself. That's why I give you scripture upon scripture, line upon line, precept upon precept. So if anybody try to fight against the message, they would have to literally fight against these scriptures. The scripture is very clear that you need to be born again and you need to walk in the truth so that your soul could stay in a process called being born again. 1 Peter 1:9, you'll hear me quote that often, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Your soul is not finished yet. In the born-again experience, your soul was sanctified. Your soul was washed, according to Titus 3 and verse 5, and is preserved to be saved. But the Bible said you have to walk in the Spirit, that if you live in the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Also in Colossians chapter 3. So you have to walk in the Spirit. Who is he telling to walk in the Spirit? The soul. The soul have to stay submitted to the Spirit because the Spirit in us that's born again is the candle of the Lord. It knows the mind of God. It is already perfect. It is made just like God. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, what man knoweth the things of a man except the spirit of the man that's in the man? Telling you that the spirit in the man is not the man. The man is a soul. The born again spirit in the man is the candle of the Lord. And it knows the mind of Christ. The Bible saying you have the mind of Christ. So the mind of Christ is inside our spirit. And that spirit is the candle of the Lord. And if that soul follow the lead of the Spirit, that soul will return back to God with the Spirit. Amen. Because the Spirit is going to return to God anyway, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 5 down to verse 7. Glory to God. You can also get a confirming verse, Job 32 and verse 8, Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 21, Ecclesiastes 8 and verse 8, Zechariah 12 and 1. All of these bear witness that the Spirit in us is not the soul. The Spirit in us is the candle of the Lord. That's what's been born again. That's what tells us right from wrong. But the soul got to walk in the Spirit. The soul got to live in the Spirit. The soul got to obey this book. And if you don't obey this book, you still not guaranteed to go into the literal kingdom when you die. Now, I'm going to give you more scripture because scripture going to interpret scripture. Look at Luke 6, beginning at verse 46. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Praise God. I am simply telling you that after a person is born again, you have to do the things that Jesus say if you expect to make it into the literal kingdom when you stop breathing. Here it is again. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built his house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the floods arose and the streams beat vehemently upon that house, it could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Amen. And you keep reading. The Bible said, now, if you come to him and hear his words and don't do them, he going to liken you unto a foolish man. We back to Matthew chapter 25 again. You had 10 virgins. 5 was wise. 5 was foolish. I am encouraging you today through this lesson. Don't be a foolish virgin. Hallelujah. If you've been born again, make sure you walking in obedience to the scriptures. All the teaching that say just believe in what he did, all the teaching that's coming along saying grace is so powerful that you can't sin your salvation away, these teachings are coming out of the pit. They are not coming from the head of the church. They are not coming from the Spirit of God, and they show not bearing witness with the scripture. The scripture teaches us as born again people, we have to walk in obedience to the word of God if we expect to be eternally secure and make it in. We're not talking about unconditional eternal security. We're talking about conditional eternal security. The condition is if you're born again, if you obey the scriptures all of your life and you are ready when Jesus comes, you will return back with him. Glory to God. But if you're not walking in the scriptures and you're living in sin, the Bible said you will not make it. Go to Revelation 22 verse 11. The Bible said, When I come, let him that is filthy be filthy still. Let him that is righteous be righteous still. The Bible said when he come quickly, and his reward is with him, and he's going to give to every man according to his works. Yeah, every man according to his works. A lot of people are teaching that you're dependent upon Christ's righteousness only. Yeah, the Bible says that Christ has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. He has made us righteous. But now that he has made you righteous, he expect now for you to walk in a righteous life. Now, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 16 all the way down, it says, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, I know we believe the Beatitudes, and I know we believe the Sermon on the Mount, and everything that Jesus taught on the Sermon on the Mount applies to the church today. And Jesus was teaching, and he said that your righteousness, not my righteousness, your righteousness will have to exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees if you expect to make it in. So after Jesus Christ has come into our life and given us his righteousness, now he expects for you personally to live a righteous life. Let me give you another scripture that will confirm that, so you'll know the Bible is teaching itself, and I'm sharing it with you line upon line, precept upon precept. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, the Bible said, if we say we abide in him, we ought to walk even as he walked. In the book of Peter, the scripture says that he left us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin. The Bible said we got to follow him. Glory to God. The Bible said we have to obey him. So how then we can live in sin, die in sin, and just believe in the cross and believe in the blood and still make it? No, Jesus never sent anyone to preach that message. Men are preaching that message. And anyone that telling you that there's no such thing as sinless perfection, first of all, I want you to know that that preacher is saying himself in so many words that he's got sin in his life. Listen to what they say. There's no such thing as sinless perfection. That means that preacher is literally saying he's in sin. And if that preacher keep preaching that, I wouldn't follow him. Let me tell you something. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, beginning at verse 8, that the devil sent it from the beginning. And for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. So how would Jesus come and destroy the works of the devil, then turn around and send a preacher and tell you that you can't be free from the works of the devil? No, those messages come from the flesh and they are inspired by demons. The Bible says in Galatians 2 verse 17, Christ is not the minister of sin. And anyone that's telling you you can't live without sin in your life, that message came from hell. That message didn't come from the gospel and it didn't come from Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage you today. Amen. If you're born again, let's make sure we walking in these scriptures. I want to close with 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Everyone know that Paul had an encounter on the road to Damascus. And when he got to Damascus, he was prayed for and received the Holy Spirit by a servant called Ananias. So we all know the Apostle Paul was saved. But listen what Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and I'll start reading at verse 22. He said, to the weak become I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men that I may save some. And then, of course, you know Paul talking about getting people saved, because he's not talking about saving them himself. But he said, I do all these things that I may save some or get people saved. Then in verse 23, he said, and this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with them. In other words, Paul said, I'm getting people saved, but I want to be partaker of salvation. Paul knew that if he didn't do it right, he could lose out with God and lose his own soul. Last verse verified. It says in verse 27, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means when I have preached to others, I myself become a castaway. Paul said, I am saved, but I know that if I don't do it right, I can lose my salvation. Now, Luke 9 verse 25 verifies that Jesus said, what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? So Jesus, when he used the word castaway, he's talking about a man losing his soul. Same thing Paul was talking about in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. So if you want to make it in, you have to be born again and you have to walk in the word of God and obey it all the way to the end. And the Bible Bible said again in 1 Peter 1:9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. This is Apostle Lewis. I want to encourage you to go to our website for more free teaching. You can go to www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. This is Apostle Lewis saying we love you. We thank God for you. And until the next broadcast, Someone Cares for You, and His name is Jesus.